I couldn't see a thing outside the chopper. The door gunner was reading a comic book. He looked cool. I thought of saying a prayer, but I couldn't think of one. I didn't know one prayer. Under my breath, I apologized to God. Yo, Pee-wee.
What?
We get back to the base, remind me to memorize a prayer.
I know one,
Pee-wee said.
What is it? Flying into combat, about to have a fit. Lord, if you listening, please get me out of this shit.
Just say a Hail Mary, Monaco yelled. From where we were at the base, the action looked like it was just a few miles away. We were in the choppers nearly 10 minutes and still going. I didn't know we were even getting near until the door gunner put his hand on his headset, as if he were listening to something, then moved to his gun, pointed it down at the lush green jungle below us, and started firing. The 50 caliber started spitting, and the shells came out at an enormous rate. They were flying back into the chopper and banging around. I dropped my rifle. Monaco pushed it back toward me with his foot. We didn't just come down. We damn near fell down. I was grabbing for the sides and shaking. I thought the chopper had been hit.
Get ready, Sergeant Simpson called out. Monaco, you go first. Don't none of y'all shoot Monaco.
Monaco had his eyes closed, praying.
Now,
the machine gunner yelled over his shoulder. Monaco went out in a flash, and Lieutenant Carroll was right behind him. Johnson jumped out next and fell. I was next in the door, looked down, and saw that we were still about 10 feet off the ground.
Jump, shithead!
I jumped and landed across Johnson's legs. I got up first and started to help him up, just as two more bodies landed on top of us. We started crawling away from under the chopper.
Let's hit it! Spread out!
We spread out and started moving toward the trees. I kept as low as I could, bent over at the waist. We kept moving ahead with Monaco running like he was crazy or something. There was no fire, and we stopped in a pretty dense area.
Stay down, stay alert.
We didn't move for a while. I looked up and saw the choppers in the distance. Then they were gone. Even the sound was gone. The only thing I could hear was the heavy sound of my own breathing. We were on our own. Simpson started going around, placing the squad. Johnson was off to one side with the 60 caliber machine gun. Brew was his feeder. I gave Johnson the thumbs up sign, and he gave it back. The air in Nam was always hard to breathe. It was heavy, thicker than the air back home. Now it was harder. I opened my mouth wide and sucked in as much air as I could, but it didn't seem to be enough. We waited 10 minutes. Nothing. Then we began to hear small arms firing off to our right. I looked, but I couldn't see anything. You could smell it, though. You could smell the stink of gunpowder and hear the distant burping of the machine guns.